Jump time has been a key phrase of yours for a long time. Yes. You mentioned it on the show last time you were on. How was it coined?
Well, it just jumped into my head, but I think it jumped into my head after I had read many years ago Stephen Jay Gould and Niels Eldridge's work on punctuated equilibrium, that when you study the fossil record, there really are missing links, and they don't fill up. You know, old Darwin said, well, they're going to fill up, but of course they didn't, and toward the end of his life, even he was disturbed by it. Because it would seem that a species goes on in a certain way for thousands, even in some cases millions of years, and nothing much happens, and then suddenly jump. In relatively few generations in terms of evolutionary history, it moves to a whole new regime. And so I ask, why? Is it because a species has a kind of coded time release pattern that it will make these changes? Is it at the edge of its tolerance? Is it bored with itself? Is it climactic conditions? Whatever it is, the fact is that things do enter into a jumps, whole system transition. And what I say in this book is, judging by where we are now in the new millennium, I think that we are in a jump time as formidable as may have happened to species in millions of years past.
And you talk about previous jump times, a time when the Declaration of Independence was signed, the Renaissance being a prime example, and this is a jump time to dwarf all jump times.
Yes, this is the most interesting time in human history. Other times thought they were it. They're wrong. This is it. This is it.
Well, thanks for clarifying.
That's right. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.